The Radio Today program with Broadcast Bionics. Innovative solutions for creative radio people.
Hello, I'm Trevor Dan. On this week's pod, a Viennese whirl as Nick Goodman tells us about the treats in store at Radio Days Europe. We'll also have a wander through David Lloyd's archives, and we'll start just for a change with the latest radio news. Here's Stu Clarkson.
Yes, thank you, Trevor. Smooth London's breakfast presenter Russ Williams has left the station this week after 2 years. Gary King's doing the show at the moment. Russ joined Global in 2016 after 23 years at Absolute and Virgin. Three of the free radio stations in the West Midlands have started taking Bauer's Big City Network mid-morning show. The Frees in Coventry, Wolverhampton and Shropshire and Hereford and Worcester now have Debbie Mack's show, which is presented from Key 103 in Manchester. Free Radio Birmingham, though, is staying local, with Dan Morrissey, who was doing the show across the region, now just on the station that was formerly known as BRMB. Minster FM in York got a new breakfast show this week as existing presenter Ben Fry was joined by the former Emmerdale Casualty and Waterloo Road actress Roxanne Pallett. She's replaced Ellie Brennan, who left Minster at Christmas to join Viking FM in Hull. Talking of York, it's getting not one but two community radio stations. Y01 Radio and Jorvik FM have both been awarded licences by Ofcom this week, along with Coast FM in Coleraine and Coast Radio in Larne, both in Northern Ireland. Radio 1's Greg James is doing another crazy challenge for sport relief this year. This week he's cycling 500 miles in 5 days and also climbing Snowdon, Scafell Pike and Ben Nevis. The Nottingham community station Radio Dawn has been fined £2,000 by Ofcom for a licence breach. The station broadcast a religious nasheed in Urdu, which glorified violent acts committed against non-Muslims. Changes at Lynx FM as evening show presenter Joseph Begley moves to breakfast. He replaces Rob Hammond, who's off back to afternoons. Andy Fenton returns to Lynx FM to do evenings. Jeff Lloyd's back on commercial radio with a series of 6 weekend shows for the national DAB station Union Jack. Hometown Glory will feature half a dozen comedians talking about the places they grew up. Congratulations, by the way, to Jeff and to Ed Miliband, whose Reasons to be Cheerful podcast is nominated in this year's Broadcasting Press Guild Awards. It's up for the new Podcast of the Year prize there. Radio Broadcaster of the Year will be between ADOT, Andy Hamilton, Emma Barnett and Frank Skinner. And the shortlists are out too for the IRN Awards 2018. They're going to be handed out at Sky on the 22nd of March. You can see the full details of all the nominations for the IRNs and the BPGs at radiotoday.co.uk.
Thank you, Stu. You'll be pleased to know that Jeff Lloyd will be a guest on this podcast in a couple of weeks' time. We'll be recording in his now famous loft. Shortly afterwards, Jeff will be in Vienna for the 2018 Radio Days Europe with his co-host Ed Miliband. Well, what else is happening there? I caught up with globe-trotting ambassador of sound, Nick Goodman, who's on the organising committee.
Broadcast Bionics. Innovative solutions for creative radio people.
Well, it is where radio people get together to meet and talk about all the hot issues, have lots of fun, be entertained, hopefully learn something as well. And we try and make sure that it's not just a jolly for people to come and enjoy some Austrian schnitzel, but it's going to be educative as well. So lots of good stuff.
I want you to pick out a few highlights in a minute, but first, just let's tackle head on the issue of why, by and large, the Brits don't go. Is it conference fatigue, or is it that we think we know how to do it and we don't need to listen to a bunch of foreigners? What do you think?
I think it's a bit of that. I think, firstly, the UK industry has always thought of itself as a world leader in radio, and it is in many areas, no doubt about that. However, there's a kind of slightly insular viewpoint which exists, perhaps, where people think, well, we can't learn anything from Johnny Foreigner, can we? So there might be a little sense of that, and this kind of feeling that, well, Radio Days Europe, they must be talking about other things other than things that are relevant to us. So there might be a bit of that creeping in. I think there are lots of conferences, and you can go to many, and there's some, you know, really good ones in the UK as well. But what we try and do with Radio Days Europe is provide a broader perspective, look at the big issues. We're at different development points on the evolution of radio in different countries, so we can see how things have worked in some places or not worked in others. So I think there's all of that. And I think the other thing to say is that, it costs a bit of money and budgets are tight. You know, when I worked in UK radio groups there, and you looked along the along your budget for conferences, etc. It wasn't overflowing with cash, and so there might be, you know, the opportunity for one or two senior people to go, and I think that's a shame, because actually loads of, you know, producers and program makers and presenters would benefit a lot from this, not just the kind of upper management who go along for 10 minutes and then go off on a shopping trip to buy something nice for the wife.
What I always like about it, and it's one of my favourite conferences, is that you go to sessions which you're not necessarily expecting to find all that interesting, and then some bloke from Slovenia stands up and he's had an idea that you've never heard of before. You know, ideas are coming out of left field. And looking at the programme this time, there's a lot more about technical developments. There's a lot more about podcasting and online on demand. It seems as though it's pushing the envelope in a good way.
Yeah, well, funnily enough, we have got a bloke from Slovenia talking this time, a guy called Denis Audic, who does a fantastic morning show in Slovenia, so he's going to talk about that. But we try and get a whole range of different topics, and hopefully we cover all the bases. So if you're interested in the commercial side of radio and how to monetize your products, there's something for you. If you're interested in technology and how technology can affect your business, there's something for you. If you're a classic program maker and you're interested in music programming or how to do a great morning show, there's something in it for you. So there's a range. Of course, you're never going to please everyone all the time by putting on a kind of wide range and covering all those topics, but hopefully there's something for everyone. And the idea is that you look at the schedule and you go, wow, there's loads of great sessions. How do I start to begin which one to pick from all this fine array of sessions that is laid on for me?
So, Nick Goodman, I'm seeing mid-year on stage in conversation. I'm thinking someone's gone, Vienna. And I'm saying that's you, Nick Goodman.
yeah, guilty as charged, I'm afraid. I mean, there's a couple of reasons. A few years ago, Kim Wilde came along, and she had and still has a show on Magic, and talked about that, and that was very popular. And you find that a lot of these big 80s stars are very familiar across Europe. Lots of their records still get played on many radio stations. And, you know, yes, there's a joke in there, isn't there? Wouldn't it be great if we could have Midjour in Vienna singing Vienna? But actually, as you well know, Midge has got a fantastic career. He's just brought out another new album, which Radio 2 have been supporting, which is an orchestrated version of some of his biggest hits. And he is able to present a great perspective of someone who's been in the industry for many, many years and has seen how radio and the record industry intersect and interact, and can talk about that. And I'm sure you'll catch up with him in the bar and exchange Live Aid stories, Trevor.
Indeed so. I see you've changed the title of Dennis Clark's session about women on air, which was originally called Girls Just Want to Have Fun and is now called Successful Women on Air. Is that because of pushback on Twitter?
Yeah, I think it was a clumsy attempt at humour, and it probably detracted slightly from the message, which was we got some fantastic female broadcasters on radio stations. There's not enough women on the radio. Let's get some great ones to talk about how well they are doing on the air and their approach to broadcasting and showcase them. So that's all that is, really.
And you've got Ed Miliband and Jeff Lloyd. That should be fun, but also there'll be some learnings from that, weren't there, about how you launch a successful podcast, how you just go right round the whole problems of gamekeepers and commissioners on the radio. You just do it yourself and you can have some success and make some money, it would appear.
Absolutely. And I think when Jeff came off Absolute and was looking for other things to do, podcasting is a very natural home for someone like him. And then with Ed Miliband, I think everyone was surprised when he sat in for Jeremy Vine a while back. He's actually a great broadcaster, and regardless of what you think of his politics or not, he was really engaging. And so bringing an engaging person with lots of things to say about, you know, social commentary and politics and the way the world is at the moment, and a funny broadcaster, that's a really interesting formula. So absolutely, talking together and hearing them tell their story about the evolution of that podcast and how it came about and what they've learned will be a great session, no doubt.
So give us two more highlights and make us think we want to pay this money and get over to Vienna.
Well, where could I possibly start? If you're interested in music, as many of your listeners are, no doubt, there's an excellent session called The Secret Science of Pop. Music is the dominant ingredient in many radio stations across Europe. The Secret Science of Pop is Armand Leroy, and he presented a TV programme not so long ago on BBC4 looking at whether there was a formula to pop music and what makes a great hit record. And he roped in Trevor Horn, and he's actually an evolutionary biologist, and he looked at a scientific approach to pop music. So if you're interested in what makes a great hit on the radio, there's a session there on that. Speakers, smart speakers. There's so much talk about this. It was the hot gift at over Christmas, and everyone's home is slowly being equipped with pieces of plastic that you kind of shout into. What does that mean for the radio industry? We got a session on smart speakers called Hey Google and Alexa and all that kind of stuff. It wouldn't be a radio conference if we didn't talk about digital and the progress of digital radio across Europe and particularly DAB. So there's an interesting session on the Norway. I was going to call it experiment. It's more than an experiment, really. The Norway example, where they have essentially, in the process of switching off their FM signals. How has that gone a year on? You know, so again, there are many to whet the appetite, but those are just a few.
Well, I'm going to pick one of my own, if I may. Great speaker Ben Hammersley is doing a session called How the World Will Be Listening in 10 Years. And Ben Hammersley should know, because he is the man who invented the word podcast. And he's a terrific futurologist. He calls himself a futurist, doesn't he, unlike James Cridlin? But he's a good guy, and I would willingly spend money to go and listen to Ben Hammersley. So details at all the W's Radio Days Europe.com. Nick Goodman, thank you. Have a great time, and thanks for being on the Radio Today programme.
My pleasure.
Full details of Radio Days Europe 2018 online. It all starts on Sunday, March the 18th. David Lloyd after this.
Broadcast Bionics brings you PhoneBox, Oasis, Virtual Director, and many more innovative solutions for creative radio people. Come to bionics.co.uk and find out more.
100 years of radio. Radio Moments.
With all the talk currently about Absolute Radio winding down its AM coverage, let's remember it's 26 years since that familiar 247 wavelength or 1215 frequency was handed over to the commercial sector. Radio 3 had been squatting there for 14 years after taking it from Radio 1 in 1978.
The lovely Princess Radio 3 has been asleep, awaiting the prince who will come through the thickets of frequencies and wavelengths. Electronic foliage tendrilling in and out of jack fields all over the country. And now the lilac fairy has done her stuff again and guided you through all the obstacles put in your way by the wicked Albanian Carabos and brought you to the land at the other end of the cyclorama, wonderful 247 metres. And the weatherman has found us and with a kiss roused us to start a new lease of life. Well, now, if you're a regular Radio 3 listener on medium wave, thank God you've found us. Our engineers have had a mammoth task during the night putting all the wavelength changes into effect. The biggest upheaval since the Norman Conquest.
Beautifully done. Radio 3 taking over 247, where Absolute Radio and its predecessor Virgin have been for the last 25 years. Staying with the commercial sector, happy birthday to the first station the then new Radio Authority licensed competitively.
Links FM. 2.2.
At last, the wait is over. Welcome to Lynx FM 102.2. It's Sunday, the 1st of March, 1992. I'm Nick Jackson until 12 o'clock midday today. Right now, it's 7 minutes past 10 o'clock. The wait is over, your brand new 24-hour local radio station serving historic Lincolnshire and South Humberside.
A few days afterwards, I got a call from Radio Authority saying, you're getting much more coverage than we intended. Can you turn it down a bit? And I said, no. And thanks to that, we got far more coverage than was ever envisaged.
Lynx FM, which took to the air this week 26 years ago, and its chief executive, Michael Benton, is still there. Probably the longest tenure of anyone in commercial radio history. Radio 2 now enjoys, incredibly, almost a fifth of all UK radio listening. But that entertainment service began life in wartime. It was the original feel-good station, launched as the Forces Programme in 1940, becoming the General Forces Programme this week in 1944.
This is the General Forces Programme presenting Radio Newsreel, General Overseas Edition number 43.
The General Forces Programme, which became the light programme after the war, and then Radio 2 22 years later. Sue McGregor wasn't the first woman to host the Radio 4 Today programme, but she's certainly one of the best remembered. She hosted her last edition after 18 years this week in 2002.
The worst bit is getting up at 10 to 3 in the morning, which I shall probably do sort of on automatic pilot tomorrow morning by mistake. And you played all those world events that we've been lucky enough, John and Jim and I and others who've been here in the past, to sit here and talk to people about, from the Berlin Wall to the Falklands War to what happened in South Africa, which had particular resonance for me, and talking to Nelson Mandela obviously did too. That has been absolutely extraordinary, and it's a great... I think you would all agree, Jim and John amongst you, that it's a privilege to be here. I mean, it really is.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I remember crashing the pips right at the end when the boop, 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 boop into the news bulletin. At the beginning of it, somebody's talked too long or hasn't watched the waving hands or the throat-slitting signs from producers and has crashed the pips. But I don't think I'd ever done that in my 17 and a half years, except on the last day, because the team set up a wonderful farewell with me, which involved Jim Naughtie being there and John Humphreys being there and some unexpected sort of funny stories that they told at the end. And my joyous discomfort was indicated by the fact that I crashed the pit.
Anyway, I've only got 5 seconds to go, so I've got to say that's about it from me. Our editors were, and I can't even remember who they were. Oh, they were Victoria and Nick. Goodbye.
Sue McGregor's final Today programme being ruined by that crashing of the pips. Why do such things annoy us much more than they really should? It's a broadcasting mystery, isn't it? Sue left Today this week 16 years ago, and it was this week 24 years ago that Jim Naughtie joined that early morning team.
Good morning to you from James Naughtie and John Humphreys. It's Monday the 28th of February.
Jim Naughtie joining Today this week in 1994. Greg James is to take over the Radio 1 Drive Time show. That was the announcement this week 6 years ago, and all the comments suggested that that move made Greg the favourite to eventually take over from Chris Moyles. Has anyone tipped to take over a major show actually ever taken over that show? I don't think so. It's the kiss of death, isn't it? Last year, we said farewell to Brian Matthew. His death was famously announced twice, and his final programme wasn't his final programme either. He returned for a proper and rightful farewell show this week in 2017.
Good morning, Avids, and welcome to this week's edition of Sounds of the Sixes. That's to be my final show, but more about that in a moment, after we've heard from Johnny Preston with his follow-up to his number one hit. That 1962 top five hit by Billy Fury brings me to the end of my reign as presenter of Sounds of the 60s, and I must say I've enjoyed every minute of my 27 years in this chair, and I'm saddened to leave. But I'll be back on Radio 2 in the near future with something new, so keep your eyes open for further information.
Brian Matthews' radio farewell this week last year. Howard Bentham's breakfast farewell from BBC Radio Oxford that very same week was a little different.
There's going to be some changes here at BBC Radio Oxford. I'm really sad to tell you that after 2 years presenting this show and trying to make it the very best it can be, a show with a hopefully a likeable personality, one that doesn't take itself too seriously, a programme that still gives you all the news and information that you expect, but above all, a show that is about you, the audience, the people who ultimately matter. But unfortunately, it appears that's not enough, certainly in the view of our temporary managing editor anyway. But a massive...
Howard Bentham this week in 2017. So with MPs voting for House of Commons broadcasting 43 years ago...
Our man Ed Boyle will be scrambling into the chamber and getting into a rather tiny cubicle that's in there.
Radio Humberside launching 47 years ago.
I am at present with the Lord Mayor of Hull, Alderman Colonel R.A. Alex Smith,
in the Lord Mayor's parlour in the Guildhall.
Jazz FM in the Northwest becoming smooth 14 years ago.
But we're looking forward to something bigger and better on 100.4.
Simon Mayo's first Radio 1 appearance 32 years ago.
I had been put with another producer who was Gary Davis's regular producer, who was very, very scary for, you know, for a local radio boy like me.
And Chiltern Radio extending to Bedford 36 years ago.
All you need to know.
And 378 Chiltern Radio.
Those are this week's Radio Moments.
Radio Moments.
Well, that's it for this week. Thanks to Stu Clarkson, Nick Goodman and David Lloyd. Next week, we were planning a round table in Salford. We should have been recording it tomorrow, Thursday, but the weather's intervened. So we'll postpone that for now and come back with something else next time. Thanks for listening.
The Radio Today programme with Broadcast Bionics, creating and distributing clever software for radio.